Baba Basra Yerushalmi, corresponding to Baba Basra Bavli, Daf Hey. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph and Mabeif at the second Mishnah on the page, Hamakif. Hamakif is Chaveroi, Mishalash Ruchoisov, Godeth Arishoina, Vethashne, Vethashlishis, Ein Machayim Oisai. If Reuven fields surround his neighbor Shimon on three sides, if Reuven fenced the first side, the second side, and the third side, Basin do not obligate the neighbor in those expenses. Rav Yossi says that if Shimon then fences in the fourth side, we roll on him the expense of all three other sides, because he's shown that he wants to have these fences up. If the wall between the courtyard of Reuven and Shimon fell down, if one refuses to rebuild it, Basin require him to build it up to a height of 4 amos, and if after it was built, Reuven demanded payment for half the wall from Shimon, and Shimon claimed that he'd already paid it, then Shimon is believed unless Reuven brings witnesses to prove otherwise. Midal Amos Olamalon in Mechaim Oisei Livnois. Based in, do not require a person to build higher than 4 amos. For Samach Lei Koisol Ache, after Pishu Lei Nosan Alav Es Atikra, Megargan Alav Es Akol, Becheskes Shelei Nosan Atu Yavi Raya, She Nosan. If Reuven chose to build it higher than 4 amos, and Shimon built another wall of equal height near it, and he wants to put a roof on them, even if he hadn't done so yet, Beis Din require him to share the cost of the extra height, because we assume he has not yet paid that extra until he brings witnesses to prove otherwise. And the Gemara says, Rav Huna, Omar, Rav Huna says, Rovad b'shar shebona achshav, Dein din hava b'nei dekipin, b'nei la dekipin, b'amhachud b'nei dekipin, u'bansei b'livnin, gabilei kipin, v'cholshad d'nofil, b'nilei. Now when the Mishnah didn't require the Shimon to pay for the walls, it was when there were only three walls built. And we can therefore deduce that if Reuven built all four walls, then Shimon would have to pay. This is true only if Reuven built the fourth wall in the same way as the first three, meaning that if he built the first three of stone, the fourth must also be of stone. Otherwise, Shimon wouldn't have to pay. But if the fourth wall was only made of brick, which is weaker and cheaper than stone, then could he charge Shimon for stone? Since brick is weaker, if the wall would fall, Shimon would have to rebuild it. And we learn in the Mishnah that Rav Yossi says that if Shimon then fenced in the fourth side, we roll onto him the expense of all the other three sides. Rav Huna says we roll onto him payment of the cheaper materials used in the other three walls.